In this episode of Social Media Secrets, we're going to talk about how I'm crossing 500,000 TikTok followers. What is this insanity? We're going to break it all down in this episode. Let's cue that intro and get this episode on the road. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, so I wanted to make this episode because, gosh, it has been such a wild ride on TikTok. This week I crossed 500,000 followers on TikTok, which is kind of mind-blowing. So I actually wanted to pull up some old stats from TikTok just to kind of dive into the growth trajectory, what things have looked like, and to share with you guys some of the things that went really wrong, some of the things that were awesome, some of the highlights, some of my favorite parts of TikTok. So first and foremost, I started on TikTok back around, I want to say it was like right at the beginning of 2019. So it's been about 2 years, which is kind of crazy. I feel like it's been longer. I feel like it's been like 5 or 10 years, but it's only been 2 years, which is kind of crazy. When I first started on TikTok, I thought for sure that my whole audience from other platforms was going to follow me. And I thought, I'm going to have this in the bag. This is going to be so easy. Yes, the bag, not the bag, bag. There's that shout out to that Minnesotan accent right there. So I was like, this is gonna be awesome. I'm so excited. No problem. I've got, you know, thousands of followers across social media. And it turns out no one was on TikTok from my following. It was insane. In fact, I went to this platform and after tons of promotion on other platforms, I still only had like 300 followers on TikTok. And I was like, daggone it. There's huge opportunity here. But I'm going to have to do this the old-fashioned way, which is building from scratch versus cross-promotion. Cross-promotion makes everything so much easier. If you can blow up on one platform, you can use that platform to blow up everywhere else. Side note, if you ever see an early adoption opportunity, which, by the way, we are still in on TikTok, we are still in a period of early adoption, believe it or not, but if you ever find that opportunity, use it, because that platform will allow you to grow the rest of your platforms and everything else. So I have like 300 followers on TikTok, which I'm totally fine with. I'm actually like, this is one of my favorite platforms. This is super fun. I'm having a blast here. But other people in the industry are totally making fun of me. I'm being serious, like straight up making fun of me to my face, behind my back. People are like, oh, how's that whole TikTok thing going? All the time. And they're saying it to my face, behind my back. They're like, Rachel's doing this silly TikTok thing. She thinks it's going to be a big deal or something. And so it was interesting because during that time, there was absolutely zero validation, absolutely no proof that A, it was ever going to be worth it, B, that it was ever going to be more than just a place where I like to have fun and connect with new people. There was no proof that anything good was ever going to come of TikTok. But something in my gut said, go all in. Now, I'm going to real fast. I got the stats pulled up. So back early 2019 is when I started, thanks to my friend Annie Grace. Love her to pieces. She's the author of This Naked Mind. And she was like, Rachel, you've got to be on TikTok. I think it would really fit your personality. I was like, okay, cool. I'll try it. We'll see how it goes. I don't know, but we'll try it. And she was totally spot on. I love when friends have like that intuitive feel for something. So, you know, I go to Funnel Hacking Live that year and people are kind of making fun of it a little bit. Some people are like, yeah, it's like, that's cool, Rachel. But eyes like gloss over when I talk about it. And so at that point in time, I had like a couple thousand followers on TikTok. Now let's look back to August of 2019. In August of 2019, I had 5,600 followers on TikTok. And what's crazy is there was no like roadmap or playbook for TikTok. There were some people that were doing well on TikTok, but I realized that in order to learn how to use it, not just for going viral's sake, but to actually learn how to use TikTok for business, I was going to kind of have to write the playbook for how business owners can use it. Anyone can teach you how to go viral on TikTok. And I'll be honest with you guys, Going viral is actually one of the easiest things you can do. The key is being able to go viral for something that brings in the right audience for your business. So 5,600 followers in August. September, I'm at 5,800. So some serious growth. But then at the end of September, I feel like I've got my months off. I think I've got my months off. So beginning of September, end of August, I'm at 6,800. Sorry about that, guys. We go on into September. I have 7,000. Then we go to end of September. I've got, this is where it gets really crazy, 12,400. Back in May of 2020, I had 213,000 followers on TikTok. And today I have just over 500,000, or just about to cross 500,000. By the time this goes out, we'll be just over 500,000. But here's the thing, like I said, there was no validation. There was no one saying I was cool. In fact, there were a lot of people making fun of me. And one of the gifts that TikTok gave me that honestly freed me in every other avenue of my life was the freedom to stop caring what people think. And man, it was one of the best experiences ever. TikTok was the first place where I felt free to be goofy and bubbly and fun and very blonde, like Legally Blonde style, a place where I felt fine dancing and making bathroom potty humor jokes, like all kinds of stuff like that. I felt like I could finally be myself for the first time on any platform. And so TikTok, through the process of struggling to get to 5,000, 10,000, 15,000 followers, the struggle wasn't actually with finding followers. The struggle was with letting go of this perception of what I felt like people wanted me to be, the perception of who I am, caring about what other people think. So every single set of 1,000 followers, it's not just about 1,000 followers. It's about how much more comfortable I became with who I am. And the fact that, you know what, you can be really goofy and funny and silly and run a business, and you can dance or shake your butt a little. I don't shake my butt a lot, but a little bit, and still be a professional. And so TikTok had this just beautiful gift behind it. Now, when I look at the stats, this is blows my mind. I see anywhere from 6 to 25 million video views per month on TikTok. That's insane. That is absolutely insane. You guys, I am a mom of 3 over the age of 30 who can't even dance that well. That doesn't even make logical sense in my brain. Does that make sense? It's so crazy. But yet, TikTok had so many gifts. And what I just want to share with people, I don't want to push anyone to feel like they have to join a certain platform. But if you don't have a platform that you're in love with, it's time that you figured one out. And TikTok could be a good place to start. YouTube could be a great one. Instagram, I don't meet too many people who are like, oh, I started on Instagram this year and I'm absolutely in love. You need to find platforms that you're obsessed with, that you love, that honor the type of person you are. For some people, that might be Reddit. For others, it might be Quora. Some people absolutely adore Medium. Totally cool. Feel free to use these. And I know that not all of these are true social platforms. Pinterest isn't a true social platform. Neither is technically LinkedIn, but I like to call them all social platforms just because why not? So what I want to challenge you to do is, if you do not yet have a platform that you love, feel free on, can be yourself. You can create content on and learn new culture and different ways of life and different walks within our own states, countries, regions. Like, TikTok is a really great place to start. And so, like I said, there's still a lot of opportunity there. Because I know that we're in the final probably 1 year of early adoption, I am putting out extra content on TikTok. Some people won't get it because not every video goes viral in the very beginning, but I'm putting out anywhere from 5 to 10 videos per day. And that's very much so intentionally, because I know that opportunities like this do not come very often. When I hear people talk about the early adopter opportunities of Instagram or YouTube, their lives never look the same again. Never. And so I recognize that on TikTok right now, we do have that beautiful early adoption advantage. And all I'm going to say is, I would feel like a bad person and not a great leader if I didn't recommend that every single person check it out. Now, if you're not quite sure where to start, you can head on over to talktokwithrachel.com, and that's my free Facebook group where I give like advice. I have some free tutorials on my YouTube channel. Just search for Rachel Peterson, all E's and a D in my last name, or we will link to it at rachelpeterson.com/podcast and in the show notes of this episode. But I do want to say this, as we cross 500,000 followers today, so mind-blowing. The people who made fun of me now ask me for tips and tutorials and buy my programs. I am so glad I got over myself, and I want to challenge anyone listening to this to get over themselves too and start putting yourself out in a new way, on a new platform, on a new level, with a new caliber. Like, let's go for it, guys. Let's make 2021 the best year ever. I will catch you guys in the next episode of Social Media Secrets. Bye for now. Cool quote, right? I am.